I never learned how to sew, but sometimes my hands can't be stopped and I start cutting and tacking, confident that a pattern will emerge. My fingers handle fabric as if I am in control of the work, but in truth I'm not, and it is my hands which are following their own instinctive path as if they are plugged into some genetic memory that I am not consciously aware of. And so I rip and flatten pieces of fabric that I have gathered together, old garments that beckon me like talismanic beacons. I match and put them side by side, until I am at a point when I stand back and view the item of clothing that I have customised, be it a waistcoat, a blouse or a skirt. When I tack and stitch, I even look the part of a seamstress of old, with pins threaded into my lapels and a measuring tape draped around my neck, worn like a junior doctor's stethoscope. All I need is a bun to be pinned low on the back of my neck to complete the picture. I've had some flops, but I often succeed. What is this native instinct to sew, to create? Does it come from my maternal grandmother and her singing sewing machine? Where do these instinctive memories come from? Time sieves us into dust, says the poet Denis O'Driscoll in his poem Traces. But, he concludes, even from padded cells of brain, life eventually escapes.